This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. It's time for the three most important things you'll hear today. Alex Dono's Top 3 on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Yeah, tonight's list was inspired by a pretty good read that I came across earlier today in the Palm Beach Post by Dave George. Will the honeymoon come to an end with Jay Cutler? Because you're definitely in the honeymoon phase right now, right? Cutler can do no wrong, has done no wrong so far in a Dolphin uniform. Didn't throw an interception last week. Looked pretty solid at quarterback. Looked very solid throughout training camp and preseason. It's a honeymoon phase. So I, like the rest of you, I hope the other shoe doesn't drop with Cutler. Because so far, my eyes tell me Cutler is continuing to thrive under Adam Gase, but there's a lot of football left to play. So in honor of the good piece by Dave George on the Jay Cutler honeymoon, I wanted to rank my top three South Florida sports honeymoons that fizzled out. Let me read you a couple of text suggestions first, because there are some good ones that came in. Honeymoon fizzles, texter writes, Yetiel Green. Greg Jennings. Oh, I forgot about Greg Jennings. I completely forgot he was a Dolphin until right now. Entire Florida Panthers franchise after 96 Stanley Cup finals. Oh, see, that's just mean from Adam in Wellington. Oh, man. Ozzie Guillen came in from a couple of different people. That's a very good one. I will give you my top three. Top three South Florida sports honeymoons that have fizzled out. I'll go from number three to number one. My number three. How can we forget Ja'Cory Harris? I mean, do you remember Ja'Cory Harris, 2009? He was the last Miami quarterback to beat Florida State, 2009, and he did so first start of that year, sophomore season, lit up Florida State in 09. And that's a memory that I hold fondly because, again, that is the most recent Miami win over Florida State, 09 with Ja'Cory Harris. Randy Shannon was coaching the team. Bobby Bowden was still coaching Florida State. That was his final year. And then after that game, after Ja'Cory Harris lit up the Seminoles on the road, night game, very tough place to play, you had people campaigning Ja'Cory Harris for Heisman. Oh, this is a thing. Ja'Cory Harris, he's going to belong in the same record books with the Ken Dorseys, the Gino Torettas, the Bernie Kosars, the Vinny Testaverdes. Oh, he belongs in those same lists. And then Ja'Cory Harris, romp, womp, fell back down to earth. Was just a very, very mediocre collegiate quarterback beyond that point. That's my number three. And you'll notice, since I'm a huge Canes guy, my list is going to be pretty Cane-centric. But my number two, I did tip my hand to this one earlier. This is one of the examples that I use. But Bill Parcells. Because I can remember my personal excitement nearing the end of the 2007 season, because that was such a debacle with Cam Cameron, 1-15. You thought the light at the end of the tunnel, because with a week or two left in that football season, Wayne Huizenga announces, we've got a new sheriff in town. We've got a new president of football operations, Hall of Famer Bill Parcells is coming in here to clean this place up. Oh, I was so excited. Bill Parcells, he's going to be drafting our players. Bill Parcells is going to be hiring our next head coach, going to be hiring our next GM. Then what did Bill Parcells give you? He gave you Jeff Ireland and Tony Sperano. He did go to the playoffs that first year. That was the honeymoon. That first season, oh wait, that was the honeymoon. And then you realize Parcells came in like a thief in the night, just took a big contract and gave no effort whatsoever. And then my number one, I am so surprised because I kept this one very close to the vest. I didn't throw this name out there because I thought it would come up, but I've seen it. I have not seen this texted in. Al Golden. That's my number one. Because there was a honeymoon with Al Golden. What would you say? It lasted 1 year, 3 years, one press conference, whatever it was. I remember Al Golden's introductory press conference. He's got the orange tie on. He's got that amazing hair. I haven't had hair like that since I was 13. Al Golden, so spiffy. He talked the talk. He could sell you like a Winnebago from the 1980s. He had that used car salesman thing going on. You're thinking, man, this is the savior. This is the guy who's going to right the ship for Miami football. There were only a couple of people who said, I don't like this Al Golden. I think Omar Kelly was one of them. Dan Cilio, he was way ahead of the curve on that one. Got to give Cilio credit for that. He was never an Al Golden guy. That was the one thing that Dan Cilio got right.
Even Al Golden, I can't remember what year it was, but I believe it was like 2 years into his tenure when there was a UM player, I'm forgetting his name, went down with a pretty bad
Malcolm
injury.
Lewis.
Malcolm Lewis, right. And Golden went out and he embraced him.
Yeah.
UM fans rallied around him. And there was still that honeymoon stage where, okay, the sanctions, it's all behind us. Let's see what he can do. And we all know how that ended up.
Yeah, you're thinking, man, this is the perfect guy to navigate Miami through the sanctions. Instead, he navigated you down the toilet bowl instead. So that's my top three. A lot of texts, by the way, coming in for Nick Saban, for Gerald Green as well. But my top three, honeymoons, South Florida sports honeymoons that fizzled out. Number three, Jacory Harris. Heisman candidate for like 3 hours, Jacory Harris. Number two, Bill Parcells, like a thief in the night. And then number one, Al Golden.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.